Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. Season 3 starts here. No more explaining, just strategy. If you ended season 2 overstimulated, overwhelmed, and still Googling, why does my child melt down after school? This is the season for you. You've done the checklist. You know the ADHD traits. You've been diagnosed or you haven't, but either way, you're living it. You understand executive function. You're tired of awareness. You're ready for strategy. You're like, yes, I'm aware of the problem. Yes, I know I have executive function issues. Yes, I know I'm neurodiverse. Yes, I know I have social struggles. But what do? This is the season for you. You are ready for strategy. Now, this ADHD mum space is always going to center around ADHD mums and caregivers of ADHD children. But we know that not every listener fits into a tidy box, because who does? Whether you're diagnosed, undiagnosed, whether you're partnered, solo, whether you've got trauma, whatever your neurotype, you are welcome here. Now, I was set a challenge by Liz Brooks in the Facebook group, and it is an absolute miracle that when she issued me this challenge in the Facebook group, I 1, wrote it down, 2, remembered to say it, and 3, remembered her name. Absolute win right there. So in the Facebook group, I set a post, and in the post I said, how would you like me to start season 3? And is there anything that I can come back to at the start of every episode that you guys would really love? So for example, like a mum fail we used to do in some parts of season 1, like a funny story, a practical strategy, a problem, a listener problem, a hack. What would you like to hear at the start of every episode as a bit of like a comforting, this is how we start for season 3? Now, it was an overwhelming response that pretty much everybody, 90% of people, said they wanted an ADHD mum hack. And they have become so popular. I never intended to do so many ADHD mum hacks, but it's like one of the first posts that I put into the Facebook group saying, what are your mum hacks? I think it had like 300 or 400 comments. It was insane. And the topics were so varied. And then all of these people kept joining, and then all of these people were like, I'm just here for the hacks. When are the hacks coming? People started their own threads on the hacks. So now I've got a twice weekly ADHD mum hack thread that happens in the Facebook group. Check it out on the show notes to join the group if you haven't already. So when I asked for that, it was an overwhelming response that people wanted an ADHD mum hack. And there was a few people that said they wanted to write in a listener challenge and have me tackle the issue, or have a guest tackle a listener issue live and hear that play out. And then Liz Brooks said, which I thought was pretty funny, she said, Jane, I'd love you to go with a listener challenge or list an ADHD mum challenge and then list how they could fix it with an ADHD mum hack that's related to the challenge. And I said to Liz, challenge accepted. You wait season 3. I'm calling you out and I'm going to be ready. But just this first episode, I'm going to start with a challenge and a hack, and I'm going to call out Liz and say, challenge accepted, and here we go. So the theme around the challenge and the hack is burnout. Now, the challenge is trying to be everything to everyone every day, and you've been doing that since 2015 if you've got a 10-year-old, let's say. Maybe you're somebody that likes to share memes around, I wish I could just have a very short hospital stay for 3 days and have a great sleep, you know, just to get a hospital nap, just to get some quiet. Maybe you're one of those people who are in burnout. One of the things that I started doing a few months ago was I really started to do a bit of a mum hack around being burnt out. And the problem is that when I'm burnt out, I really have no reserves to actually figure out and problem solve what I need to do. So on the days I have energy, I try and tackle a challenge. So for example, a few months ago, I realized that when I'm burnt out, overwhelmed, and feeling awful, even the small challenge of making dinner can make me cry. And depending on where I am in my cycle, PMS, PMDD, if you haven't listened to the PMS, PMDD episodes, go back into the show notes. Those two episodes are really good. Then all I need is like one task at that time to just break me. And it's usually like making dinner or something. So what I've done is I've made like a low energy mum menu. So basically, I've got like 3 meals in my house that are really easy or can be reheated from frozen without the kids realizing. Or like a slow cooker that I know I have all the ingredients with that is, you know, only 4 ingredients big. Something that's really, really easy that requires almost no input that I can do almost on automatic. You know, reheated party pies or you know, like let's say a casserole meal that everybody likes that I can reheat. So I try and do low demand parenting, which is like if the kids can't be bothered showering, that's okay. I just do the bare minimum to get them through on that day or couple of days. And I do the lowest energy food for dinner. So when the burnout hits or when PMS hits, I have something I can come back to that I know works. I don't then have to drive to IGA and try and figure out what to have from dinner. I just pick something from the list and I just call it a win. So I think in terms of burnout, coming back to a baseline that's the bare minimum can really work. If you're somebody who has, for example, if you're really triggered by lunchboxes and you're like, I just can't deal with it. And sometimes the thought of it is too much. Let's say, for example, you may be somebody that just has it written on the wall, low energy lunchbox day, or you just do canteen, whatever it is. So if you have an area that you're particularly triggered by, and when you're in burnout, you just can't fathom it, have a low energy menu or area or a go-to that's done for you to reduce the decision-making around it. That would be my hack. And remember, if you are in burnout right now and it feels overwhelming, it's not the right time. So don't get into burnout and then challenge yourself to do hacks. When you're feeling good, that's the time to do the burnout hack. So season three, why is it different? We are not doing what is ADHD anymore. We're not talking to people who still think it's overdiagnosed. We're not talking about the media and whether it exists. We're not starting from scratch. This season is for those of us who is in it. We are deep in the lived experience. We are tired of parenting in systems that don't accommodate the kids, and we want to change the system. We are not talking about systems that don't work. We are building our own systems. We are not forcing ourselves to fit into someone else's schedule or someone else's expectations or someone else's pain. We are building our brain around our life this season. Now, if you are first time listening, go back into the seasons and start from season one. The website's here, so you can easily go back and start from where you are and you'll see all of the top episodes, the top resources. So if you are just starting out, that's okay. Don't freak out. Just start from season one. And ADHD hyperfocus, don't you love it? Just catch up. There are so many people that start from season one and do all of the seasons or all of the top episodes so quick and then just catch up in season three where we are. So wherever you are at, you are so welcome. So the structure we are having this season is we have got the guest episode on the Tuesday and we have the solo for me on the Thursday. The solo for me on the Thursday is going to include the mum hack and it's going to include the most requested topics that I have. Plus, the end part of the episode is going to have advanced takeaways and there is going to be something for everyone in each of the topics. There is going to be a $10 kit for each episode on the Thursday available. So the reason I do that is because there are so many practical takeaways in the Thursday episodes that a lot of people have said to me, it's too hard to remember. I'm washing up dishes, I'm driving. And then you're telling me all of these key takeaways and what to do, and it's overwhelming. So I love the $10 kit because it takes you through the same topic and all of the go-to strategies, all of the forms and how to do it, how to implement it, but it's not a subscription. You can just pick and choose what really resonates with you rather than signing up for some subscription and then having to be in a subscription, put in a credit card, and then try and remember to cancel it if you're no longer listening. I find memberships and subscriptions in the ADHD world a little bit grating for me because I would never want anyone to feel taken advantage of because they forget 3 years later that they've got a subscription and they never take their credit card out or they never cancel it. So I really like to do the ad hoc episodes for that reason. There's also going to be mum hack resources coming up available, as well as lots of self-diagnosis and lots of new content. What are you going to hear this season? Let's talk about it. I've done a heap of feedback and a heap of surveys at the end of season two, and I have read every single survey and every single feedback. I've read their emails. I've written back to everybody. This isn't just a podcast. This is a community blueprint, and this is coming from exactly what you have asked for and what you've shown me with the analytics behind the scenes of what are the most downloaded episodes. Number one, we're going to start a hormone mini-series. PMS, PMDD, perimenopause, pregnancy, rage. We are naming it. We are not minimizing it. We are validating it. And we are going into practically what can we do. And I'm bringing in experts. The second mini-series we are going to do is the medication mini-series. It is about long-term effects. It is about the afternoon rebounds. It is about what's safe in pregnancy, what works, what no one tells you, and what questions to ask. The third mini-series is going to be on schooling. It's going to be on burnout, expulsions, advocacy, how to get results. These meetings where parents get steamrolled, where you don't get a say and you don't know what to do, we're done with that. We are scripting what to say, literally. I have a teacher coming on. I have an inclusion head and I also have a lawyer coming on to talk about exactly what to do. Emails, boundaries, strategies, it's all going to be there. I also have a misdiagnosis mini-series coming as solos in terms of, okay, you've been diagnosed with anxiety and you're being told by a professional it's not ADHD. What are the differences? If you are empowered with your own knowledge around what are the differences, you are actually going to be able to advocate better for yourself in the appointment. There are so many women who are struggling to get access to the ADHD medication because, let's say, for example, they have a trauma background. Now, if that's you, go back to the season 2 episode with PTSD and ADHD and Amanda Moses. It's going to be in the show notes. And it talks about how to tease apart those two. I'm going to do a misdiagnosis mini-series as a solo as well. So what did you tell me in the survey? It's what you said was that you didn't want any more fluff, validation, awareness. You want function. You want strategy. You want to get going. What do I do next, whether you're medicated or not? That's what we're delivering right now. And I'm so done with the line that the system wasn't built for us. Yeah, I know. And we know. So I want to ask, why not? Why hasn't it been built for us? Why are there no studies on ADHD medication in pregnant women? Why is women's health still an afterthought? And if no one's going to do anything about it, then we need to. So maybe season 3 is where we stop accepting the crumbs and we start demanding the table. And that's what I really want to talk about this season. I don't want to accept the crumbs of society and the fact that the government doesn't respond. I want to start demanding a seat at the table. We talk, we raise awareness, we push and again and again. And yes, the system hasn't been built for us, but we build systems too. And I want a seat at the table this year for ADHD mums. And when I say that, I don't mean me specifically, I mean someone. What can we do to make change throughout the NDIS, education, and the medical system? What can we do? Because if there's anyone who can make a difference, I know it is the neurodivergent mum community because we are shouldering the load. And a lot of the time, we are the one highlighting the problems, and yet we're not seeing anyone doing anything. And this season, I'm not putting up with it anymore. This season, I want to see change. I don't want to hear about adapting to systems that don't serve us. I want to talk about building new ones. And I also want to talk about building our brain around our life, not the other way around. So we don't just try to fit into wherever we go. We actively teach our children, okay, this is what your brain needs. This is your neurotype. This is how you work. This would be a great job for you. This would be a great environment for you. And this is what you need as a person. And teaching our children to advocate and understand themselves. And how do we do that? Through doing it ourselves. And that's what we're going to be doing this season. Before I go, I just really want to say thank you and acknowledge you all. We sat in the top 10 of the mental health podcast for 8 months of the year. And that was because of you. You were listening on your walk. You were crying in the car. You were listening when you were washing up dishes. You shared the episodes on Facebook, in the groups, or with friends that needed it. And there were moments that I genuinely wanted to stop in season 2. I was tired, I was overwhelmed, I was frustrated and questioning if it mattered and who was listening. And every single time I woke up, someone would message me or email me and that would just land with what I needed to hear. And this really helped me. So thank you for keeping me going. So season 3 is here. And if you felt like you're the only one who's holding it together, this is for you. This is your space. We are getting louder. We're getting sharper, smarter, and more strategic. And we are doing it together. So subscribe. Please follow. Please review on Spotify or Apple. Please share the episodes. If you can message it to a friend or share it in a Facebook public group, I would so appreciate it. Season 3 is the season where we are not explaining ourselves anymore. And we are starting to create what we actually need. Thank you so much and welcome to season 3.